94.1 From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio, it's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot Rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Join the Bill King Show now on the Cure Hotline. 615-844-5600.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Ciancia's book right here. Let me just, okay, I know this is radio, it's not TV. I'm holding the book. Let me just randomly pick a area and open it up, see what page it is. This is the TCU page. Again, random. I just opened it up. It's a good book. Brett Ciancia is going to be with us in about 15 minutes. Pick six previews. His book is out. First year, he's got a hard copy. Usually it's digital, and you can order it. But now you can order the hard copy. You can put it in your hands. If that's something, if you're, and I don't know if that's old school, just because you want a hard copy in your hand. I don't miss the newspaper at all. But I hear people say, I miss, and that's why I get the newspaper every day. Maybe you go to the store because I want it in my hands, right? I want the paper in my hands. I want to be able to change pages, not on my phone so much, but in my hands. Well, if you want the magazine, we've got it. And he sent it to me. You can get it too. And we'll let you know how to do that when Brett Ciancia is with us here in just a few minutes. He's with us out of break number one every Wednesday. First year, you can get the magazine in hard copy form. Later, top of hour number two, Blake Ruffino will check in. Blake down in Louisiana. We'll see what's happening down that way and camp and practice and all that stuff. All that kind of stuff we will talk about here on the show. Other than that, you know what we can do with this show today, or any show we do, period? You know what we can do with these shows. Any bleeping thing we want to do. That's what we can do with this show. 615-844-5600. If you do want to dial us up. On Twitter, at Bill S. King, you can email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. And if you want to get us on Facebook, we're there too. Yeah, Facebook. We admittedly through the years don't do a lot with it, but we're there. We're there. We had to cancel everything. We had to delete everything because some filthy, rotten, disgusting hacker out there hacked our site on Facebook. So we had to get rid of it and start it over. And that was, what was that, a couple of months ago? Yeah, a couple of months ago that happened. Well, oh, and by the way, Jim in Ramsey, New Jersey. Bill, I ordered the digital version a week ago, and I've not received it. Tell you what, I'll ask you. He said, what do I do? I'll ask him. I'm sure he'll make it right. Yeah, he'll fix it for you. Whatever that issue is, he will fix that for you. I'll ask him when we get him on here. Jim up in Ramsey, New Jersey. I'll make sure we get that right for you. News yesterday after the show. And again, it's really not new news, but confirmation type news, right? Interesting, though. And reason why I spend so much time on the media rights story is, number one, I find it incredibly interesting. And number two, you wonder what it means for the rest of college football. And you wonder what it means for future expansion. It might not mean a whole lot. It might actually tell us about the future. It might leave some clues. Don't know. Don't know. I know the way things have been moving in a crazy, rapid fashion, it's got us all riveted. Now, riveted doesn't necessarily mean good, but riveted, like my head spinning. What's going on around here? News comes out yesterday after the show that the Big Ten and their media negotiations, you already know Fox is going to be involved. I mean, Fox is part of the Big Ten, in essence. So that's not a question. And they're going to continue. You know 100% that the noon Central or 11 Eastern kickoff game is going to continue just for more money from Fox. You know that without them having to announce it. After that, what happens? Well, we've been talking about it. It's likely it's CBS, 2:30, 3:30, and then a primetime NBC at night. But it was, at least in the media, confirmed on Tuesday that apparently ESPN will not be related to the Big Ten when it comes to TV broadcasting. And that had been trending, not shocking, but it is kind of interesting, 40 years in a relationship with them, football, basketball, etc., since, what was it, 1982, and apparently going forward here in this contract, not related at all, which brings up a lot of questions. What about game day? Does game day not do, I mean, if it's a huge Big Ten matchup, let's say it's Michigan-Ohio State, do they not set up there anymore? How does that work? There's no relationship there. Well, at least financially there's not. No relationship. Or if you're ESPN, do you just do it the way you've always done it and not worry about broadcast rights and personal feelings and things of that nature? Yeah, how does that work? Now, I don't care about game day. That show does me no good, but it's an incredibly popular show that people love to watch. To me, at that time of the day in the morning, last thing I care about is a bunch of guys goofing around, picking games, and then some dude putting on a mascot head or something. That doesn't get me going, but it does most people. Okay, I'm in the minority on that one. I'm trying to get to games. I want substance. There's no substance at all on that show. It's a Comedy Central skit. Nothing wrong with that. It just doesn't get me going. But do they now not do Big Ten games? Meaning, did they not set up game day at those sites? Got to remember, I believe game day is already announced. They're going to be in CBUS for the Ohio State-Notre Dame game. But that's the contract's not in place yet. Well, with the Big Ten, we're just a year out. It's only a year out on that contract. Here's the other thing. And I'm having a little trouble trying to figure this out. CBS did not want to outbid Mickey Mouse for the future of the SEC's 2:30, 3:30 slot. which only pays right now $55 million. According to past reports, Mickey Mouse got the future 233-30 slot from CBS for the SEC for $300 million instead of the $55 million that CBS is paying. According to reports, CBS has bid and is going to get the Big Ten future 230-330 slot for $350 million. I'm having trouble with that. Does the SEC have provisions in place that says the number has to change because that just got jumped by the Big Ten or not? Now, don't tell me this isn't personal. If you're in the SEC office, I would think this is personal. Let me ask you this, too. Is there a way for the SEC and CBS to get out of the 2 years? Is it 2 years they have left? I think it is. On their relationship, $55 million a year, and just get on with the future. Is that possible? Could we get to that Big Ten CBS 230-330 slot sooner than the SEC contract is up? Or how does that work? Also, we've been talking about NBC probably getting the slot for primetime at night. Now, you have to remember, let me go back. The CBS Big Ten new relationship, and it's not public, but it's being reported that way. $350 million, that's for 13 games. It's one game a week. Big Ten game of the week in that slot, that 230-330 slot, which comes out to about $25 million a game to get you close to 350, whatever the math is, okay? NBC wants a nighttime primetime spot to go head-to-head with ESPN and whatever else is out there, but ESPN. And apparently they're going to get it. Apparently ESPN is out when it comes to the Big Ten. Is that 13 slots there too? What happens to the Notre Dame 2 to 3 primetime slots they get with their current relationship with NBC? Or is that not 13? Is it really 10 or 11 for the Big Ten? And Notre Dame gets the other 2 to 3. This year they have 3. This year Notre Dame, with their current NBC contract, has 3 primetime slots. Some years it's 2. It just depends on the year. A lot of questions. And further expansion, if it ever happens, could lead to good news for a Florida State or a Clemson or something, right? It's interesting. Yeah, it's an interesting time we're in. Brett Ciancia, after the music and the break, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We've watched traffic volume increase on 24 and through the Hickory Hollow area. All that traffic flow coming out of Coffee County through Rutherford County right now. Pretty positive through Mount Julian. All that traffic in Wilson County that normally heads towards Nashville this time of the morning on 40 westbound is starting to pick up. Ripley's is hiring for all 10 attractions, offering great pay and perks. You can apply online today. Ripley's.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Dry rub wings are back at Slim Chickens. Fresh, fried, and full of flavor. Like smooth and kickin' cayenne ranch, zesty lemon pepper, or turn it up with new spicy Nashville hot. Try them today with a meal or feed your hungry crowd. But hurry, they're only back for a limited time. At Slim's, bold flavor is what we do. Download the Slim Chickens app to order and earn rewards.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan,
Are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Are you tired of your current vehicle? Maybe looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle? Hey guys, it's Zach. Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is the best choice for your vehicle needs. Located at 1550 Galton Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are taken care of. I should know because I've seen it firsthand. Every vehicle I've purchased has been from Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, and I love the entire process. Now, I don't want you to forget about their award-winning parts and service department. It has everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com. They're open there 24/7, 365 days a year, or give them a call at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
The world champs are back. The Braves are out to defend their world championship. And behind Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Dansby Swanson, Max Fried, and this loaded 2022 roster, a repeat is within reach.
Here goes Ozzie, 2-2 on the way, hit well. Deep center field. Might have ourselves a tie ball game, you betcha.
And we'll bring you every huge moment of the Braves 2022 season right here.
The Braves, live here on Nashville Sports Radio. Best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Brett Ciancio with us, Big Six Previews. The magazine came out. I got it over the weekend, and it is very good. Very detail-oriented. Not about the pictures and photography. It's about the info. And I think that's what most dudes want. Most people want is, where's the info? It's in here. You need to order it. You can get it hard copy, or you can get the digital, as he has provided in years past. Brett Ciancia, every Wednesday with us. Hey, Brett, good morning. And what do you pay attention to now that the magazine is out and we have everybody in full practice form? What do you observe? What do you pay attention to?
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on. And, yeah, it's the best time of year to be talking football. Everyone's optimistic. Everyone's undefeated. You know this. So I actually do a big tour of radio and podcasts, trying to talk with each fan base, in between the time between the book release and kickoff. So it's been a lot of shows for me. Haven't really tuned in too much to fall camp yet. I think the back half of fall camp is where you start to see depth charts, where you start to see position battles determined. So I'll be tuning in a little bit as we get closer there to kickoff.
I know that media rights really isn't your world. Who broadcasts what and everything else. You just watch the games and you observe them and then you opine on them. But have you been paying attention to what's going on with the Big Ten and their future rights, et cetera?
Yeah, well, I know that's been a huge topic, and kind of one of the key topics of conference realignment this latest wave was how big and what would that package look like for the Big Ten. And, yeah, saw the reported news last night how it's going to be a three-network breakdown. I keep going back and forth on what to think of this. I haven't really researched it much, but on a surface level, if you break it up between three different networks, maybe you spread some more of the power around. It's less of a power struggle. So I don't know. I still need to develop that opinion a little bit. It was late news last night I saw it. But maybe by bringing NBC, CBS, and Fox all in there, And then, of course, they're battling ESPN on the SEC front. But maybe that spreads it around, and maybe we can get other conferences some big deals on the channels.
This would mean that ESPN is not related in TV form, football, basketball, with the Big Ten for the first time since 1982, 40 years. My question is this. Game day is not important to me. It's a waste of my time, but it's phenomenally popular to the masses out there. Does game day not go to Big Ten games anymore or set up at a Big Ten campus anymore?
Well, maybe less frequently, I'd say that. But you see them still go to games that they don't have, that they're not broadcasting. They've been out to some Pac-12s that they don't have access to, or Big 12s, even lower levels like Ivy Leagues they've been to. No, I think that they're still going to go if it's a huge matchup, but I think they're going to raise that bar a little bit. It's going to have to be massive. It's going to have to be a top 10 Big Ten game. You know, number one Ohio State versus number four Penn State. I think they're going to throw out a little bit of those marginal Big Ten games. So I think you're right on that. Now, what you're also going to see, though, with all this new money is the rise of the Big Ten, the Big Noon kickoff show on Fox, pregame show. So that might become more of an arms race in the pregame show space now that they have exclusive rights with the Big Ten.
That's a good show. And I really like, as far as substance is concerned, I like that show actually better than
Game Day. Yeah, I think
with
that show, it's less about the pageantry, which I do love with Game Day, all the history, the tradition, the fans are all over the place on Game Day. You have some sharps like Chris Felica there and Herbie I still like a lot. But then on the other side, yeah, it's a lot of X's and O's breakdown. So if you're in for that, maybe give each a little bit of a look on Saturday mornings. I think those guys do a good job, too, on their side. A little bit different show format, but more X's and O's.
Brett Ciancia with us, and on the front of the magazine, I'm holding it up here, he actually has his bracket, his Final Four bracket, and he has Alabama, Utah, and you have, on the other side, Ohio State, Georgia going at it. And Utah opens up at Florida in the Swamp. And they're a slight favorite. I would assume the number's tight like that because of where they're going and the travel and everything. But that one right there is going to either keep you alive or may eliminate you if something happens there.
No, it's very true. I had that game circled. And that's going to be a tough one. That's as hard an opener as you can find. It's very rare for Utah or the Pac-12 teams to travel deep into the SEC footprint. That's extremely rare itself.
Right.
Usually when they match up, it's a neutral site. So you got to go into the Swamp. It's Billy Napier's debut. It's a night game. You know it's going to be hot and humid. And if high school football is any indicator, you see cramps a lot in that first game. So who knows? I'm sure they'll be well hydrated. But I think it's going to be a shock heading into there. But you get through that game, and the schedule sets up really well for them. It's really just a two-game schedule from there. It's Oregon, who they smashed twice last year, and USC, who, of course, they brought in a lot of transfers at the skill positions, but I'm not sold that they can block and tackle yet. So, and, yeah, thanks for the praise on the book. That means a lot. And also thanks to all the Bill King Show listeners. It's been great hearing from so many of you. So I really appreciate the support there. And you're right. It is all about getting information. It's no frills. It's no filler. It's no full-page pictures, which, you can just Google pictures nowadays. So what can't you find elsewhere? That's what I try and pack the pages with.
Brett Ciancia, Pick 6 Previews. You can now order first year the hard copy. You can order the digital in the past, and you can still do that as well. Okay, since you're in Pennsylvania, the coaches poll came out here, and Penn State's not in the top 25. Are you surprised by that?
Yeah, I am, actually. So I tweeted this out on Monday when the coaches poll was released. I had teams that I have ranked that the coaches poll didn't, and right at the top there is Penn State. I have them 18th in my poll preseason, and that's good for third in the Big Ten East behind the Ohio State-Michigan block at the top, but certainly should be a ranked team. I mean, you look at them last year, five losses by one score or less. I mean, they were in a lot of tight games. They were also going through a quarterback injury with Sean Clifford. He's back healthy. They bring back a lot on defense. That's been their strength. They do lose Brent Pry, their D coordinator, who took over Virginia Tech, but a great backfill. James Franklin goes out and hires a former head coach himself with Manny Diaz, head coach at Miami, but a great defensive mind. I think he's going to thrive back in that coordinator role. So, I was shocked to see that. I put that right out right away that I think they deserve a ranking compared to some of these other ones. I'm actually selling Wake Forest this year. I'm selling, Houston, Cincinnati, although I don't cover them in the book. But I would definitely have Penn State ranked.
Tennessee not ranked. Would you have had them in your top 25?
Yeah, you got it. So the four on that list was Penn State, Tennessee, Mississippi State, Mike Leach's team, and then BYU. So those are the four that I had in there that the coaches do not. And specifically with Tennessee, I see a high upside with them. We already saw it with their offense. They were the fastest tempo offense in America last year. And not that tempo is the be-all, end-all, but it allowed them to put up a ton of points and yards. And Hendon Hooker was sharp running the offense. So you have all that back. I think it's 8 starters on offense are back. They also brought in Brew McCoy, a 5-star. And the roster is looking pretty strong there. And the question will be defense. And I'm not saying that they have to be a top 25 defense, but even if they can get into the top half of the country, into that top 60, top 40, then there's a lot of W's to be had for Tennessee. So, I have them ranked, I think, 23rd in my book, and certainly deserve a ranking compared to what the coaches poll had.
Coaches poll had Notre Dame number 5. I thought that was a little ambitious. I would have no problem if you had them in the top 10, 11, 12. I think 5's a little high.
Yeah, that stood out as well. Maybe that's just kind of an extension of last year's, the finish to last year's season, but I don't even think they finished 5th. I think they finished below that in the final poll. So, yeah, maybe a lot of respect towards to Marcus Freeman and the surrounding staff that he was able to retain. They do have quite a track record. They're always a top 10 contender. I agree, though, 5 a little high. I have them down at 10th. A solid team. I mean, offensive line could be one of the best in the country. Meyer, a tight end, one of the best out there. But change of quarterback, you're going to a 5-star, Tyler Buchner, a dual threat from California. I think he'll be good, but it's still an uncertainty. So 5th, that seems a little bit high for me.
Tom in Myrtle Beach says, tell Brett I just ordered the book, and tell Brett he's got Utah in the Final Four as well. So you've got a buddy there when it comes to predictions.
Hey, well, that's great news, and big shout-out. Thanks for the book. Thanks for the purchase, I should say, and appreciate the praise. Yeah, it's good to have some company in my corner because everyone's got Clemson number 4. That's the consensus. You see every single other preview book out there, it's the same chalk, and then number 4 Clemson wedged in there. So, but I think it's worth a look to look at, is Clemson really, should they be penciled in every year? I mean, I think they have a transition year again, losing both coordinators, quarterback instability, and the way that Dabo has ignored the transfer portal, they're not as ready for a reload that you see at the other three powerhouses, Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia. So, yeah, thank you, Tom, for that purchase. I appreciate it.
Jim in Ramsey, New Jersey, is a big fan of yours, too. He said, I ordered the digital version about a week ago but have not received it. Is that customary, or can he get hold of you and see what's up?
Yeah, absolutely. Please shoot me an email. We try and resolve those within the hour. And, with the digital, you should get an email back from our store with the hyperlink, the blue link, to download it. If that email was lost, I can resend it via our email. So, yeah, definitely reach out to me anytime on email, brett@pick6previews.com, or on Twitter, @pick6previews, and I'll resolve it right away. And the hard copy ship out in about 2 days. In the meantime, I'll email over the digital. So when you do buy the hard copy, you get both the best of both worlds to hold you over.
Brett Cianci of Pick 6 Previews every Wednesday of the year, and we talk college football. Brett, we're a couple of weeks out. We've got high school ball, and I'm a huge high school fan too. Brett, we've got high school real games a week from this Friday here in this state. How about that?
Yeah. No, it's the best time of year, truly, and I'm like you. I'm a huge high school fan. I try and get down there every Friday or most Fridays to support the local team, my alma mater, I know they're going through, they call it heat acclimation period now. We used to just call it, get out there and do two-a-days, but it's a little bit different now. But, yeah, they're starting it up, and they get started before college football, so we have a little bit of, some appetizers before the college football season kicks off. But, no, I do love the pure passion around a high school game. It kind of feels like the way the football was supposed to be played, without all the frills and the commercials and the ads and all the drama. It's pure football, and it's pure small town community, depending on where you live. So, yeah, it's beautiful.
I come from the world, Brett, where the water break was a hose coming out from the side of the building, and everybody shared. You got in a line, and everybody shared the hose. Once somebody was finished, the next guy got the hose. That was the water break.
Yeah, for sure. And, it's, like I said, best time of year. I'm really excited. Week zero is upon us in a couple weeks, and I know that we only have a couple great games there, Nebraska, Northwestern, and a couple of the Power Fives in action. But, yeah, high school ball and then week zero will hold us over until that big opening slate. I can't wait.
Brett, we'll let you out the door, good friend. Tell everybody one more time how they can get either the hard copy or the digital or just your content in general.
Yeah, thanks so much. Pick6previews.com, at Pick6previews on Twitter. And on that webpage, you'll see some sample pages of teams, so you can see what me and Bill are talking about here. And then some testimonials, the College Game Day guys, the ACC Network guys, and more info about the book over there. So, yeah, digital copy, it's the 11th year of digital copy, but the first year of the hard copy. So, thank you so much for having me. Thanks for all the listeners, the engagement and purchases on Twitter. And we'll talk again soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man. We'll see you next week. Brett Ciancia, Pick 6 Previews with us every Wednesday. Blake Ruffino, top of the hour. Yeah, it was a package sent to me, and I went and got the, it was Saturday, and I went and got the mail, and I had it on a counter in the kitchen area, and my wife always goes through the mail. I don't even look. And the package is there. And she picks it up, and it's to me. She goes, "What is this?" I didn't know. I was, for a moment there, I was scared. Like, I don't know. Did I mean, my first thought was, did something inappropriate get sent to me here? I mean, what is? No. It was in a package, so you didn't know. It was thick, so you knew there was some kind of magazine in there. But I didn't know what it was until I looked closely and said, "Oh, Brett Ciancia." Yeah, Brett Ciancia sent him the magazine. And I was like scared. I didn't know what happened here. Yeah, when mama thinks she's got you busted. Well, first of all, I don't know why I would get anything like that inappropriate. Anyways, I wouldn't, but I don't know. For some reason, I felt, you know, as a husband, you're always on trial, right? You're always. And I felt like, whoa. Is there guilt? Where's the guilt? Oh, no. It's football magazine, honey. Babe, it's a football magazine. See? Brett Ciancia. It's all good. It's a bunch of stuff in there you don't care about. Bunch of football stuff. All right, we'll take the break. Hope you're having a good Wednesday. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Here comes that heavy traffic out of Rutherford County on 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area. Traffic's off to a pretty good start so far out of Dixon County on I-40 headed towards Nashville. Traffic now making its way out of Montgomery County, leaving Clarksville headed towards Nashville is really heavy. Ripley's is hiring for all 10 attractions, offering great pay and perks. Apply online today at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey Nashville, Ray here. Many of us suffer with anxiety when going to the dentist. You guys need to go check out my amazing friends over at Bite Dentistry. Bite Dentistry is where my family goes for all our dental care. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivos method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. What's great about the Vivos methods is that it's provided for both kids and adults. They also work with a company called Guard Lab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by professional football players. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301, Nashville, you can set up an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. That's 615-866-2129. 866-2129 and follow them on social media and online at ByteDDS.com. Again, that's ByteDDS.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com. DinoVite is nutrition.
Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
Don't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Golfers, swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the hottest new arrivals from Cobra, featuring the new LTDX drivers, engineered for the longest total distance with extreme forgiveness. Internal weights create the power core, and hot face technology delivers faster ball speed at every contact point. Four drivers to fit every golfer's needs. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and the closer, Kevin Harvick, ends a 65-race winless drought, picking up the win at Michigan. Up next is short track action from Richmond. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday, same place Kevin Harvick does.
Hi, this is Kevin Harvick, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
The Final Lap Weekly is a NASCAR talk show. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. Every single weekday, same place Kevin Harvick does.
He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
If you want Brett's email, it's Brett@pick6previews.com. Just to repeat that, if you missed us. And, yeah, a couple of you guys, I did not see your questions. I apologize about that. Randy over in Virginia, Bill Hope, it's not too late. Ask him what he thinks about the Hokies. Well, he mentioned Brett Pry, but we weren't able to get there. Randy, I did not see that in time, so my apologies there. My apologies. Plain Kiffin, Bill, what's your address? I have some magazines to send you, maybe even some DVDs. Okay. You guys are just trying to get me in trouble. I know what you're doing. I know the game. I know the scam. That's going on. Blake Ruffino, top of the hour, top of hour two on this Wednesday edition. Tomorrow. I'll tell you what. Here's an email. I want you folks to help me with this. Now, this is from Adam from the station. And it says, interview idea, dynamic NIL, name, image, likeness. Reason why I say that, forever in the 615, we had something called the NIL, the Nashville Interscholastic League. That was the sports high school league here. They don't call it that anymore, as far as I know. But growing up, it was always the NIL. So now when I hear that, I know most of you aren't from here, but I am. When I hear that, it's like, whoa. I get confused there. Here is the email. And it's about, what's the guy's name? By the way, it's a long email. Guy by the, what's the guy's name? Luke something. Man, I don't even see his last name. Says, Luke created the Anomaly Sports Group to transform his daily work with athletes, families, and advisors into educational programs for athletes at all levels. His law firm, which is Porter, Wright, Morris, and Arthur, works in tandem with Anomaly, again, the Anomaly Sports Group, as an educational resource. Just recently, Anomaly Sports Group joined forces with Team Ultimus, to form Advance NIL. So now we're to the meat and potatoes. Advance was created to bring together the work that Anomaly and Team Ultimus have been doing in NIL at the high school and college levels for the past couple of years. Luke has consulted with college teams like Ohio State, Florida, Louisville, Notre Dame, just to name a few. He goes to each college's team facility and talks with the players about name, image, and likeness, personal decision-making, financial management, and much more. And what this is do you want to interview him? And then it posts a bunch of questions. I always like this. Now, again, this guy might be pretty good. I always like it when I get something and then they give me questions. Yeah, you might want to try these questions here, Bill. What exactly, here's question number one. What exactly is name, image, and likeness? Number two, how are college student athletes engaging in NIL? Number three, what are NIL collectives and how do they work? Number four, what are the biggest changes you've seen in NIL since its legislation a year ago? And there's 16 of these. Now, again, the person sending this out, they're just doing their job. I'm not trying to be mean here. I'm not. Their job is to be thorough and give all the information. I get that. No, I understand. I might try and... You want me to just... I don't know who this is. You want me to just blindly put this person on tomorrow? Might be a dude who's good. You know, we've had a luck like that before in the past. Now, not a lot of it. A lot of times it's not as good as you would have hoped. But I could try. Will down in Athens, Bill, I would like to send you a Alabama long sleeve one day. Will, just email me. BillisKing7, number 7, at gmail.com, and I'll give you an address. Here's what I like, folks. Now, I've got lots of this stuff, but long sleeve, but not thick like winter wear. I like it thin like t-shirt thin. Long sleeve. If there's a hoodie on there, that's fine too. Hoodie or no hoodie, I'm good. But long sleeve. I wear it in the summer. I'll wear it in the winter. I'll wear it if Elon Musk ever actually gets us to Mars. I'll wear it on Mars. They say those things are needed on Mars. All right, let's take a break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Here comes that heavy traffic out of Rutherford County on 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area. Traffic's off to a pretty good start so far out of Dixon County on I-40 headed towards Nashville. That traffic now making its way out of Montgomery County, leaving Clarksville headed towards Nashville is really heavy. Ripley's is hiring for all 10 attractions, offering great pay and perks. Apply online today at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update.
New York Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge is the betting favorite to win the American League MVP at minus 475. He currently leads the majors with 43 home runs. Shohei Ohtani, last year's winner of the Angels, is at plus 350. And Houston's Yordan Alvarez, a long shot at plus 3300. The American League favorite for the Cy Young Award, Houston's Justin Verlander. He picked up his 15th victory of the season on Thursday. He is at minus 150. Tampa Bay's Shane McClanahan at plus 300. Chicago White Sox starter Dylan Cease is at plus 450. Red-hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% on any best bet package with the promo code ACTION75. That's ACTION75 at experts.winnersandwiners.com. With your VSiN Action Update, I'm Tony DeZiri, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hey Nashville, Ray here. Many of us suffer with anxiety when going to the dentist. You guys need to go check out my amazing friends over at Bite Dentistry. Bite Dentistry is where my family goes for all our dental care. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivos method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. What's great about the Vivos methods is that it's provided for both kids and adults. They also work with a company called Guard Lab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by professional football players. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301, Nashville, you can set up an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. That's 615-866-2129. And follow them on social media and online at ByteDDS.com. Again, that's ByteDDS.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, showers and thunderstorms, high near 87. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, low around 72. Partly sunny tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 87. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Blake Ruffino, top of the hour. Woody's Revenge says Bill passed on that interview, meaning the email that I got. Yeah, Adam forwarded it to me, and I just got it later on Tuesday. I don't know. I don't know that we need anything else on NIL. What do we need? If I could get somebody who actually knew who was getting ripped off, and what kind of lies are being floated when it comes to the money, that'd be good. But nobody's got that. I mean, you've got people posting stuff, speculating. And I agree. I mean, think about it. I mean, in life, there's always lies about money. No matter what aspect of life you're in. So I'm sure there's a lot being floated. We're just 1 year in on NIL, and you're seeing all these, this guy just got seven figures and a Bentley. Now, you can show a picture of the Bentley. I get that. But the money that's being floated, I mean, think about it. These lawyers that are agents helping kids with NIL could be high school kids. Some states have it legal for high school, and obviously, it's legal in college. State-by-state rules, though, not federal rules. State-by-state rules. And their job is to do the best they can do for their clients, or they're going to float a bunch of money that's not real. I understand that. I really do. I just like to know what's real and what's not. That's their job, to float that out there. They don't worrying about what the media thinks isn't a lawyer's problem when it comes to NIL and taking care of their client. Float a bunch of numbers out there and maybe some company comes running to you. I don't know. I'm not sure that's the way it works, but Randy over in Virginia. Bill, have you heard, is Justin Fuente coaching anywhere? Average Joe is what he calls him. Justin Fuente, who did a good job at Memphis as the head coach. And then Coach Norvell took over. And then, of course, Fuente got the Virginia Tech job. And actually, right out of the chute, got them to the ACC championship game and played Clemson. A heck of a game. Scored a bunch of points. Anyways, after that kind of eroded. After that kind of deteriorated. But is he... I mean, he's got so much money. He could be on a beach right now counting his money. He could be in a hammock with an umbrella drink. He could be. I don't know where he is. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Has anybody heard? Is Fuente on somebody's staff? He doesn't. He certainly doesn't need the money. But a lot of times coaches don't care about. Well, let me back up. They care about the money, but they don't care about. Let me sit back and just count on my money because I don't need to work. A lot of times they just want to be busy because they like to coach. Even if they failed previously, they just want to be active. That happens a lot too. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, I'm glad in that email they provided you some questions. After 20 years, I know you don't really know what questions to ask. I mean, look, whoever sent that out, they were just doing their job. I mean, do most people know what they're asking when it comes to that kind of topic that are hosts of shows? Maybe not. I don't know. It's hard for me to watch press conferences. For example, did you notice this at the media days? At the various media days a couple of weeks ago, the football media days, SEC, Big 12, Pac-12, Big 10, whatever. Watching the mass interviews where it's the print media with the commissioner or something. Very frustrating for me. The softballs that are lobbed, not getting to the point. I'll tell you how obsessive I am over that kind of stuff. When it was the Big 12 media days, you'll recall this, and the new commissioner, who I've already forgot his name, but I thought he was pretty impressive, actually. As opposed to Jim Phillips, who made an absolute fool out of himself at the ACC media days. Thought the Big 12 guy was pretty sharp. And it took 18 minutes for somebody to ask him about the meat and potatoes. You know, when it comes to is Oklahoma and Texas with the Southern Cal news and all that, do you think it's possible that they leave faster than what's under the current media rights contract? Took 18 minutes, and it was one of Catch's guys, Anwar Richardson, who had to ask it. 18 minutes. He tweeted me and said, Bill, I thought it would already be asked too. So I finally just said, I'm going to stand up here and ask it. Speaking of the Pac-12 and the Big 12, you're watching this Big Ten news very eagerly and keenly. Because ESPN has a lot of free money right now. Freed up money. If indeed it's true, which it sounds like it is, they're not going to be related to the Big Ten. After 40 years. When it comes to money, TV rights. Also, Fox is not going to spend money on the Pac-12 and the Big 12. One or the other. How does this work? That's very interesting. Yeah, Blake Ruffino coming up. Omni Nashville Hotel.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. The Consumer Price Index will be released in about 2 hours. That's when we find out how big a toll inflation is taking on the average American.